Okay, it's Danny, Jason, and Chris show. We're now live on IDW Radio. Here yes. we are.
Hello.
Another show.
Hello?
Why is it echoing? Let me turn that off. Jeez. So we haven't done a show, like a We're proper show here in a couple weeks, and I'm a little bit thrown off.
The settings have been readjusted.
The settings are different. They actually are. Well, anyways, welcome to the show, everybody. My name's Eddie.
I'm Jason.
I'm Chris.
And we are also live streaming on YouTube. If you want to check it out, you can go to idobe.com/EJCTV.
It's just like the podcast, but uglier.
Yeah, a lot uglier. We're going to talk to Real Big Fish. They're going to be on the show. This is going to be cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. You're going to give them all your money. Radio plays what they want you to hear. Tell me it's cool. I just don't believe it. Sell out with me. Oh, yeah. Sell out with me tonight. The record company's going to give me lots of money. And everything's going to be all right.
You know,
it's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris show.
Yes, Chris, were you saying something?
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like gold.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris show.
I can keep this up all night.
Go ahead.
Sounds like bull, but Real Big Fish are actually old friends of the show.
They're old enemies and friends of the show.
Yeah.
Are they enemies? I don't know.
They were frenemies.
I think we cleared the air with Real Big Fish last time they were on.
We did, yeah, but for a long time we were rivals.
You know what happened, though, with Real Big Fish? Is it was one of the first bands we ever interviewed, and when you go and interview a band for the first time, or one of the first times you do it, you have high expectations.
Right, especially with how big of fans we were of them. Like, we were extremely excited to interview these guys. And then
we got there, and then I think that our expectations did not meet what we were thinking is going to happen. What happened exactly? I don't even remember.
I don't want to talk ill of
No, we're not
situation.
Talking ill. I mean, we've already cleared the
we've
water
cleared the
with Aaron, the lead singer. Right. He's not even going to be on the show. In fact, Johnny Christmas from Real Big Fish is going to be on the show. He's a different, he's a sax player and a backup singer.
And it was specifically or Aaron not, that not, we
did
had
I say
an
sax. He's trumpet. A horn. He pl- yeah, yeah.
But Aaron specifically was the one that we our nickname for him after our encounter was Real Big Dicks.
Man. As you cough up along there.
Man.
Yeah, but what happened in that encounter,
so
though?
We were interviewing him, and like before we were setting up, and Aaron like threw a hissy fit, basically, because he couldn't get the shoes he wanted at a store here in Denver. And like
right.
he just like stormed out and like threw stuff and just walked away from us.
And then looking back, though, I think it's kind of cool and a rock star move.
Yeah.
I don't really mind it.
I don't either. But at the time, I certainly did because we were huge fans.
Real big fans.
Real big fans, and they were real big dicks to us.
I'm excited to talk to Johnny Christmas, though, of Real Big Fish because they're going to be on Warped Tour.
Yeah.
And that's always cool. Well, the kids like Warped Tour, apparently.
Yeah. I used to like Warped Tour. But it's pretty cool because Real Big Fish, back to the band real quick.
Chris didn't think
some
funny.
Of my like fondest memories, you know, as
get used to
late
it.
Teens, early 20s was.
As an urban youth.
Urban youth, yeah.
A young that black
real,
gay man.
Right. There you go. Real Big Fish was the soundtrack to that my life then.
Right.
So it's cool.
Yeah, they have great music and great records, and it's great to have them on. I'm excited. I actually stole this interview from Fish's show, Gone Fishkin.
Well, no one likes Fish, so.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody likes Fish.
I think it's because he stinks.
Yeah.
Like Fish.
He does. Before we get any further, just so much to get to, though.
Yeah, we got like a packet here. I mean, look at this. You should have gotten like dividers on all this paperwork that we have that we need to get through.
We have a lot of paperwork. Well, we have to talk to Johnny here from Real Big Fish in just a minute. But first, we have a sponsor, a very cool sponsor. And actually, they're going to be sponsoring the show for many episodes to come. It is, why don't I just read their copy?
Please do.
There's a town in Colorado called Golden.
And founded during the gold rush, it was the home to miners who spent 12 hours a day in the frozen ground digging for gold. But that land was rich in another resource, the Rocky Mountain water that runs cold and clear. One man knew the value of that water, and that man was Mr. Coors. In 1873, he settled in Golden to brew the finest beer that town had ever tasted. Why don't you take it over, Jason?
Sure.
One of you.
Do you want me to...
I have to get Johnny's Skype.
All right.
I realize I don't have it.
The miners were grateful because they sat down for a well-deserved banquet. Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. A beer that came to be known as the banquet beer. Coors. The banquet beer.
Oh.
Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Yes. Thank you very much. And, you know, we actually broadcast mere miles from where they brew this nectar of the gods.
My mailbox is literally like 500 yards from the Coors Brewing Company.
I don't mind saying it. I'm enjoying a tasty Coors beverage as we speak.
A banquet.
An original.
The banquet.
Yeah,
beer.
The original.
Classic.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. All right. Very cool to have them, though, really. It really is.
Yeah. It makes us feel like we've made it, kind of.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get yeah, I'm with Jason
a local,
on that.
Like,
big time, definitely.
Huge company.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think this is our first, like, mega corporate sponsor.
Are we now officially sellouts?
All I know is I'm enjoying this delicious banquet beer.
Me too. We'll be right back with Johnny Christmas from Real Big Fish on the EJC Show.
EJCShow.com. Jump.
It's the Eddie Jason and Chris Show. You can give us a call if you want to. It's 1-888-99-ADOBE, or you can add us on Twitter, of course, at EJC Show. We're trying to get Johnny Christmas from Real Big Fish on the line, but, you know, it's a live show, and maybe he forgot about it. Maybe
something's happening.
Maybe something's happening.
Maybe he's stuck in a tornado.
Are you going to give him the benefit of the doubt? A tornado?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe not in a tornado.
We'll just have to continue on from for now, but we put out a feeler to his publicist, and
we're
he might
him
be
out
at some point. We don't know. You can't control the universe.
I feel like
I
feel like I've burned that bridge with that publicist, though. Like, years ago, I feel like that publicist doesn't like me at all.
Well, you were very professional this time.
Yeah, maybe he can see that I've matured.
You left a very impressive voicemail on his
Oh, that impressed thing. You too, huh?
It was quite impressive.
Yeah.
Well, it's been long time. You're in your mid-30s. You've really grown
what?
Up.
What? You're talking about yourself. I just turned 30.
Mm. And you're about to turn 31, though. You put on your business Jason hat.
Yeah. I switched hats.
Yeah.
There's two sides.
You should wear that one more often.
You know, speaking of birthdays, you know whose birthday is coming up?
Eduardo.
Eduardo's birthday.
Who's Eduardo? Is that your housekeeper?
Oh, no, that's you.
Oh.
And you know what? You missed a spot last week.
Oops. Wow. Yeah, it is coming up.
Big 3-1, huh, buddy?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's what they say, yeah.
So, you know.
You're already lying about your age?
Yeah.
You know what you should do when you're younger is say that you're older, and then people are like, oh, you look great for your age.
Yeah, I'm going to tell people I'm 50.
Yeah, like, you should.
What? No way.
I'm 42. What?
What if people are like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well,
about average.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do, Eddie? Like, what? You got big plans?
Oh, I don't know. I have nothing. I got
nothing. We
got
to do something. So. I took the whole weekend off for you.
For me?
For you. It was a birthday weekend.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
I got nothing.
That's adorable, though.
Drink?
I have to work a little bit, yeah. But, you know.
We got to figure
anyways,
something out.
Well, nobody
Jason's
cares about
off
these plans.
For Eddie's birthday.
Nobody
That's
cares about
this.
So, you know, summer is here, though. I do have a summer birthday. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, life hacks?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you know, EJC has some life they are knowing. We have some summer life hacks. You guys want to tell everybody about these big life hacks?
Yeah, why don't we jump in?
The EJC life hacks.
For summer?
Yeah, let's get everybody pumped up for the summer with some life hacks.
Oh. I don't think this is going to pump them up.
Nah.
Are we in a Fatboy Slim video?
that pumps people up if you're in a Fatboy Slim video.
No one knows who Fatboy Slim is anymore.
Life hack!
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially okay. for those like who just graduated from high school or college. Like they could.
You're talking all over the bit. Nobody cares about Fatboy Slim right now. We have the music playing. We have the echo going. And you're talking about Fatboy Slim.
No, we weren't.
This was just our talkover music.
Yeah, me too.
This is we're supposed to inspire people and get them in a good mood.
I
for
was
the summer.
Talking about how we're gonna help the recent graduates on some things we've noticed in life and
go
workarounds.
Ahead. You want to give your commencement speech?
No. Someday I hope I get to. Poor bastards.
An honorary degree from DeVry University.
Well, that was reaching for the stars there. Massage school. I was thinking massage school.
Well, should we get to these dumb things real quick?
Sure. We don't know. Yeah,
I'm really, yeah.
We have life hacks for the summer. Summertime life hacks, okay?
So Jason and I were
in
a loud.
If you forget your swim trunks, hack. Use your hand. That should cover your ugly face.
Best way to grill juicy pork.
Life hack. Summertime.
Are you saying that between each one?
I don't know.
Let's see how you
I
go.
I should.
All right. Second life hack. Best way to grill juicy burgers? Hack. Who cares? Just buy them from McDonald's, dummy.
Life hack.
Hack.
Summer.
Too hot for your pets? Hack. Take them out of the oven.
Oh, that's
messed up, dude.
Damn. Life hack.
Take them out of the oven.
Summer.
Life hack.
Hack.
An ice cream cone on a summer day can melt. Hack. Eat it fast while maintaining eye contact with a stranger. Life hack.
Summer hack.
That's pretty good.
Summer.
I like it.
I don't know. Sunburns can hurt. Hack. Rub your body with cooler ranch Doritos. Little known fact, they're much more cooler than ranch.
Hack!
Hack.
Life hack.
Cars can overheat in the hot weather. Hack. Never buy an early 90s Hyundai. One time I got stranded at the proctologist. Awkward.
Hack!
Life hack.
Almost a true story.
It was late 80s.
Out of ice cubes at the party? Hack! Cool your beverages with Jason's Cold Black Heart.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's
He's
true.
Setting us up.
Yeah.
It's a setup.
Too many people at the pool? Clear them out by having Eddie take off his shirt.
Hack.
See when easy on himself.
Summer hack.
Dehydration is a serious issue. Run out of water? Talk to Jason for 5 minutes as he sprays it more than he says it.
All right.
Now,
summertime life hacks.
Why did I get two negative? You didn't get one.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got two?
I got
two.
We
were all supposed to have one.
I got two.
We have to go back to the drawing board.
Wait, go. It wasn't Jason. It was Chris. Said his own.
Oh.
Burn.
We were all supposed to have a burn.
Life hack. Chris got out of it.
Life hack. How about our guests show up on time when they're scheduled? To be on the show. That'd be a good hack for their career.
Mind blown.
Should we tell Eddie
about what
we got going on for him this weekend?
I don't know
should
what
we,
you're talking
should,
about.
Should we,
yeah.
No.
Let's have it. I would like to know.
So no.
Yeah,
let's
do
not
it,
tell
do,
him.
Do,
let's
do,
not
do,
tell
do,
him.
Do it. Do it.
Let's not tell him.
Oh my god, you can't bring it up and then not say it.
You know I'm regretting saying it.
I'm regretting you having said it also.
Yeah,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, let's move along.
No. Oh, my God. Why don't we get to one of Chris's news stories?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's dive into the news because, you know, we're now filling time where we'd be talking to our guests, so you can thank Real Big Fish, Chris, if you're not prepared.
I'm all over it.
Can
oh,
we
you are?
Here.
Okay.
Can I bring up one thing? Is this, since we've cleared the air and we've become friends with Real Big Fish, is this going to be a dig on us? Like, should we be taking this personally right now? Like, maybe we shouldn't have become friends and,
maybe
hard to say.
Healed that severed relationship. Maybe they didn't take it seriously.
Maybe Johnny Christmas will come on the show before it's over.
Right. But if he does not...
Lucky for him, we didn't book a guest in the second half of the show. But otherwise, we would have just had to cut ties with him.
But. Right, but what if he doesn't call? Like, how are we going to stand with Real Big Fish?
You know, we're to clear the air again, no doubt about it.
All right.
It
I
puts
know,
us in an awkward situation.
It does.
All I know is that I feel like a Jew at Johnny Christmas.
Yeah.
A Colorado man was arrested after a domestic dispute ended with him pointing a gun at his juvenile daughter and challenging her to a duel.
Huh, what?
The 37-year-old dad was arguing with his daughter when he pulled a handgun on her and his wife. He then allegedly ordered his daughter to go get a gun from another room and take part in a duel. After the girl got the gun, a struggle ensued and the father fired a round at the girl, who returned fire and shot in her father's direction. The man then went to a shed and grabbed another gun as his wife, daughter, and at least one other child tried to run from the house. The man then pointed the gun at the wife, who wrestled it away from him and called 911. She then took the children to a neighbor's house. The man has now been arrested and is charged with felony menacing, prohibited use of a weapon, and child abuse.
He's not charged with attempted murder?
Right? Yeah. That's an excellent point.
I mean, so he fired at the daughter. It was loaded.
Yeah.
Man.
That's crazy.
Are you like taking notes for Parenting 101 or something?
No.
Damn, dude.
I'm just thinking
the man took the whole weekend off to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah.
And that's three burns in a minute to you.
Yeah. We have to start working.
I should just walk away.
Yeah.
Now you have to work.
I was getting to the point where, like, you know, everyone always says Second Amendment, like, we have the right to own, bear arms, whatever. Like, that's all well and good if you respect guns and keep them locked up and secured, not loaded. But, like, stories like this is not cool.
Yeah.
Goes against that.
Don't challenge.
Responsible gun owners.
Like, I don't want to be one of those guys. I don't have any children, so I don't want to tell other people how to raise their kids.
But, yeah, because I hate that.
Don't challenge your daughter to a duel. That much I do know.
That's overstepping a parenting boundary. What if...
Right, and he probably blames the government for charging him with all these charges he's facing now.
Yeah.
Well,
damn Obama.
Damn Obama.
Damn it, Obama.
Trying to take away my guns and my dueling rights.
He's going to get those guns, everybody. Watch out. Obama's after those guns. Even though he's almost out of office, even when he's out of office, he's coming for your guns.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to do the whole time.
The whole time.
He's going to go around rounding up guns.
Yeah.
So better buy more.
And his world government that he's going to launch.
Getting a bunch of guns is how he's going to get respect in the hood.
I hear he's a reptile, by the way. Just wanted to throw that out there, too.
He's a reptilian.
That sounds racist.
He is a reptile. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe
you guys
that was
are so racist.
Racist,
you know.
Yeah.
You guys are so racist, you know.
Yeah. President Obama's just speaking in some truth.
Speaking of government, big day tomorrow, huh?
What's tomorrow?
Isn't it the California primary, or is that next week?
I'm not sure. I'm losing track of them.
Who cares?
I think it is tomorrow.
Who cares?
That's why people watch CNN, not listen to us. Nobody's listening
well,
to
people
us to
listen
find
to
out
us
when the
for,
primaries are.
They listen to us for our take on current affairs.
So what's your take on it? On the California
I said it was a big day. Like, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
All right. No, serious question.
What's your question.
I mean, come on. Why
is it time for Bernie Sanders to get out of the race?
No.
Now, he's going to contest the convention, I read. He's going to try, at least, because Hillary's winning because of superdelegates, but... She's not winning, and he's saying that
there's some fishy stuff going on. Like, Bernie won Colorado, but Hillary got more delegates.
Yeah, so he's going to contest it. We'll see if he really does, but that's last I read, he's going to contest it.
But that's not enough to contest it. Like, if you want to challenge the rules, like, that happens at a later date, but, like, you have to contest something within the established parameters of how it's supposed to operate.
What are those
presently?
Yeah, I don't know. So please continue.
Like, so
what do you think?
If Bernie Sanders has a problem with the superdelegate system, that's fine, but that's not enough to challenge Clinton's win at this juncture.
What is enough then? What is enough to challenge?
Like, hell, I don't know.
Has that happened before?
He says he's going to do it. It's all in the press, so he must have a plan. I don't know what it is.
I hope he does, because honestly, like, I don't know if I can really support Hillary.
Would you abstain? You wouldn't support Trump, would you?
No, absolutely not. So it's a tough decision. Like, what do you do there? Hillary or Trump?
Write in for Bernie?
Yeah, write in for me.
You're not old enough to be president.
I know. I'm 4 years off.
No, you're in, wait, you're in your mid-30s.
Yeah.
Oh, good try. If I was, then I could run. I will run, America. I will run in 5 years.
Speaking of Trump, here he is in this clip, and he's it's all sinister. Here he is talking.
I've had horrible...
He thinks that...
play the current affair sound effect before this.
Oh, okay, good call. Because Donald Trump, he thinks that just because a judge is Mexican, that he will not have a fair lawsuit proceeding. I don't know. This guy is nuts. Listen to this.
Well, he's just... Oh, yeah. Well, let's listen.
Let's just listen.
I have had horrible rulings. I've been treated very unfairly by this judge. Now, this judge is of Mexican heritage.
So no Mexican judge could ever be involved in a case that involves you?
Well, he's a member of a society where, you know, very pro-Mexico, and that's fine. It's all fine. But
except
I think,
that you're calling into question.
It's fine.
Those goddamn Mexicans and their pro-Mexican agenda.
I know. And anytime
anti-Trump agenda.
Anytime you have to say it's fine after saying something that's slightly controversial, it's not fine.
He loves saying it's fine though. That's like his favorite. He loves saying that even more than you're fired.
Recuse himself.
But you're invoking his race when talking about whether or not he can do his job.
Jack, I'm building a wall. Okay, I'm building a wall. I'm trying to keep business out of Mexico. Mexico's fine. There's nothing.
But he's American. He's an American.
He's of Mexican heritage, and he's very proud of it, as I am where I come from.
But he's
my
an
parents.
American. You keep talking about
Jake.
It's a conflict of interest because of Mexico.
Are you ready? I have a case that should have been dismissed already.
You can criticize every decision. What I'm saying is, if you invoke his race as a reason why he can't do his job,
I think that's why he's doing it.
If you are saying he can't do his job because of his race, is that not the definition of racism?
No, I don't think so at all.
No.
No,
this guy's a moron.
Oh my god!
You know, I know everybody.
He is a moron because that is not even that hard of a situation to get out from. I think.
And
talking
why,
to the press, like you put your foot in your mouth, that's so easy to fix.
I don't understand why everybody's so shocked that Donald Trump has gotten this far. Yet, I haven't met anybody who's for him.
How many people?
Who are these people out there?
How many people watch The Apprentice? I knew no one who watched The Apprentice, but
yeah, I knew nobody who watched America's Got Talent. And that was like the number one show forever.
There you go.
Yeah. Or wait, not America's Got Talent. American Idol.
Whatever
was the one.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah. Same thing.
Well, yeah. Fine.
Well, but, more coming up here on the EJC show. If you love audiobooks, but you never have time to read them, try audible.com. They have the perfect solution. Get audiobooks and listen to those books you've been meaning to read while on the go. At the gym, during your commute, audible.com provides over 250,000 titles from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers.
Their app is free and works on iPhones, iPad, Android, and Windows Phone. You can also download and listen on your Kindle Fire and over 500 MP3 players. And unlike a streaming or rental service, with Audible, you own your books, so you can access your books anytime and anywhere right from your smartphone.
Audible.com also has the Great Listen Guarantee. If you decide you don't like the book you chose, no worries. You can exchange any book you aren't happy with for another title anytime. No questions asked.
Yeah, love Audible. I've been on there many times and have streamed some books. Are you listening to anything good on there, Chris? I know you've taken advantage of their great offers. Any good books?
Yeah, I'm reading a book right now on Audible.
You're listening to it, you mean?
Yeah. I'm having it read to me.
Right.
As a child would.
Right.
It's an old sci-fi classic, a new classic, if you will, called Neuromancer by William Gibson. Like the first cyberpunk novel. It's great.
Cool.
And how much time do you spend in traffic? How much time do you spend in your commute? Boom, you pop in your earbuds and
It's awesome.
Read a book.
And just for listeners, audible.com is offering a free 30-day trial membership. Go to audible.com/EJC. That's audible.com/EJC to start your free trial today. Again, support EJC and get a free 30-day trial at audible.com/EJC. Okay, we'll be back.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris on Facebook. Facebook.com/EJC show.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Hello. 1-888-99-W if you want to call in. You can do that. You can also add us, EJC show, on Skype.
And who wouldn't want to call? Look how much fun we're having.
I don't know why you would not want to call this.
We're also live streaming.
Yeah, you can watch our delicious Coors beers.
The banquet beer.
Yeah.
It's brewed in the Rockies.
I was telling these guys off the air that it's appropriate because, you know, we here at the EJC prefer Coors because we like to think of our show as a banquet for the mind.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah. And speaking of the mind, you know, which one of you do you think is... We're supposed to have...
Chris 1-2. All you.
Yeah, thank you. We were supposed to have Real Big Fish on the show.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I made a game to play. I actually prepared for this interview for once, I'll admit.
I read the whole bio.
Normally, I don't prepare for band interviews, and it's not something I'm proud of, but usually I'm just not motivated enough to do it. And this time I was motivated, and I'm trying to get in the habit of preparing for interviews more often from here on out.
I feel like I want to, too.
So I really prepared for this one. I did some research, and I even put together a little game to play with the guy from Real Big Fish, actually called Real Big Dicks.
Wow.
And which one of you – it's like it's three trivia questions, best two out of three. Do one of you want to fill in for Johnny Christmas? You do, Jason, okay?
Sure, yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's play Real – Big Dicks, everybody.
Can we say the big D?
Yeah. Oh, yes. And you know, when I say dicks, I need to clarify this.
Richards.
I have to clarify this for our FM audience. I mean people who are being dicks. I'm not talking about male genitalia.
I
think that covered us.
Now I'm going to question it.
It's called Real Big Dicks, and I'm talking about people.
People who are behaving like
dicks.
Tricky Dick Richard Nixon.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we go. Are you ready, Jason?
I'm ready.
I figured out our new soundboard. We have this new sophisticated soundboard.
Another
system.
New soundboard?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Seems like we're getting a new soundboard every few weeks.
We haven't had a new soundboard in a long time.
Is that in the budget?
This is a free program I'm trying out.
Yes, it is in the budget.
Yeah, it's totally in the budget. But you aren't even to play Real Big Dicks. Here we go.
Yes.
All right, Jason, which of the following is true about Adolf Hitler? Hitler never allowed anyone to see him while he is naked or bathing. He refused to use cologne or scents of any sort. That's the first one. Two, despite his disdain for Jewish people, he regularly said Mazel Tov when celebrating. And C, he had three testicles. Which of the following is true about Hitler?
Can I use the lifeline?
No.
There's not D, all of the above option.
No. What is it, A, B, or C?
I'm going to go with C.
And...
It was A, actually.
Yeah. Hitler never allowed anyone to see him nude, apparently. But
not even his wife?
I guess not.
I'm glad it was at the Mazel Tov thing, because I like to do that now, because I think it's funny...
Say Mazel Tov?
Yeah.
Because you're anti-Semitic.
Why is that funny?
Because my first name is Chris, and I'm not Jewish. And I also just like it. But like if Hitler said Mazel Tov, that would be two things I had in common with Hitler. No, three.
What's the other two?
We both have mustaches and we're both vegetarians. That would just be too many things to have in common with Hitler. I would be uncomfortable.
Are you saying that you're the next Hitler? Potentially?
I don't see how you got that from anything I said. But
Let's move on to the next question.
Hey, we're playing Real Big Dicks.
Don't jam me.
People in history who are dicks or even still alive. Next question. Which of the following is a real Tim Allen quote? Of course, Tim Allen, the great comedian we all know and love from Home Improvement.
Oh.
Men, here are real quotes. A, men are liars. We'll lie about everything if we have to. I'm an algebra liar. I figure two good lies make a positive. B, women are like cars. I own 23. C, why can't you play Uno with a Mexican? They steal all the green cards.
C.
So you're saying that this is a real quote?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Now.
Does that mean yes?
That was
correct.
That didn't work. No, it was the real one was A.
Yeah.
Yeah. Men are liars. We'll lie about anything we have to. I'm an algebra liar. I figure two good lies make a positive. I actually thought that my Tim Allen line that I wrote for Tim Allen was much better.
What? Which one?
Women are like cars. I own 23.
Mm.
Anyways,
I'm trying to do when you prepared for placement testings or whatever in high school. Mm-hmm. If you didn't know the answer, you always went and see. I'm trying that method here, and it's not working.
Yeah.
I'm 0 for 2.
Well, here we go. Real big dicks. These are people who are dicks.
So are you saying Tim Allen's a dick?
I think people kind of look at him and looks like a penis. Next question. Which of the following is false about... Which of the following is a false fact about Donald Trump? False fact about Donald Trump.
A lie.
A, Trump's sister, Marianne Trump Berry, who makes meatloaf, I have a lot of typos in here. I'm pulsing myself.
So it's not A.
I did this really
Let's
fast
go to
before
B.
the show.
Let's go to B.
A, Trump's sister, Marianne Trump Berry, makes meatloaf for him on his birthday. Which one is true?
Which I thought you said which one is a lie.
You're right.
It's a false.
Which one is false?
God.
Wait, which one's a lie?
Oh, my God.
So,
Chris, you got that right. End of the game.
Really, that's the end of the game?
Wait, you want to know this one?
Yeah, let's keep
come
going.
On, come on.
I realize I f***ed this one up completely. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Damn it, dude.
I have to make a note of that.
Wrong button.
What is
that? Wrong button. Two means you need to make a cut.
Step away.
This new soundboard. The thing we're using now, anytime I press a keyboard, something on the keyboard, it fires a sound effect. And apparently, if I want to mark where we cursed,
you can't be in the soundboard.
Now it's a current affair thing. Anyways, which of the following is false about Donald Trump? Do you really want to know?
We heard A. Let's
move along.
Donald has never smoked cigarettes, drank alcohol, or done drugs. C, he's never said anything racist in the press.
B?
No, C.
Wait, I got confused now.
I know. It was a bad question. Which of the following is false?
Oh, my God.
So, false has a sister that makes a meatloaf, and he also says he claims he's never smoked cigarettes.
That's a lie.
But C, he has said many racist things in the press.
That depends on your perspective.
Exactly. We're taking license on that one. All right. So
that
what
was
do
a
you...
great game.
Mind blown.
Now I'm glad we didn't do that one on the air with the guy, because that last question, I was trying to write these really fast. I had no time.
And
I was copying, pasting shit. Too much going on.
You're probably super high right now. The fumes in this room is ridiculous.
Oh, you're right. That right now.
It smells like someone opened up a thousand Sharpies and just left the lids off, and we're just inhaling all of these fumes.
The first question I had when I walked in was, have you been painting?
Yeah, there are roofers right above us, and they've been working all day. It's a special broadcast from my apartment this week, and and I woke up this morning at 6 a.m. and you know what a drill sounds like, right?
Yeah,
because we're men, as Tim Allen would say. Anyways,
that was pretty pitiful.
So, like, I woke up to, like...
What are you, an orca?
This is literally...
I was trying to make fun of what he did.
This is what I woke up to. Like, no joke. It sounded this loud.
And it doesn't sound very loud to me personally.
I'm in bed. I'm in bed at this time.
Did you record this? Is this live recording?
I wish I did. I really wish I did. That was a good idea. I should have.
Did you complain to the office?
This is actually more like it.
What was that? What was that? Yikes. I couldn't hear you.
Exactly. Were you having it like... dentist nightmares?
It was really horrifying because I was like, okay, maybe I can try to sleep through this. And then I would like doze off for a minute. And then like I'd wake up to... and I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this.
I like how
your dog must have been freaking out.
Yeah.
The dog's freaking out.
What happened? Like, what are they doing?
I don't know. I got so pissed this weekend. I went up there myself to see what they were doing to supervise.
On the roof?
Not to supervise. I just walked up there to see what the going on.
You can get on the roof.
God, I have to stop cursing. I went up there. I went up to the roof. Yeah, and what they had up there was nothing. It looked like,
well, they're
nothing.
Not going to leave it up there.
There's nothing
over
going
the weekend.
On. I figured I'd go up there and see a gazebo and like a waterfall.
They're probably re-roofing it.
I thought maybe it was a new community area where we could all like go up there and have a great time. But no, it's like. Nothing happening. Anyways.
I mean,
yeah. I'm exhausted. So there you go. Mm.
And a wee bit cranky.
I am cranky.
He is cranky.
And now I have this Red Bull.
Like we walked in and like I was like, oh man, Eddie's like pissed off at something.
Oh no, I'm just tired.
Right.
You're anyways. Cranky. What's in the news? Or do you guys have any? How are you guys?
I got some news items. Sure.
Before we cut to the news. Are you guys good?
I mean,
this has been my life for the past few days.
I'm living.
No one wants to hear my sob stories, so
let's
move
along.
That is true.
That's so true.
You're having car issues. And
not anymore.
Yeah, you ended up actually coming out ahead at your dealership.
It seems like it, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
To make a long story short, Jason, he had like an issue with a car accident.
Yeah.
His girlfriend was in it, and he actually went into a dealer and then bent the dealer over rather than the dealer bending him over.
Right.
Did it feel good?
Yeah, it did. It's one of those moments.
You guys are so racist, you know.
It's one of those things that you, like, you walk away and you just can't believe that happened. Like,
yeah.
You got so lucky.
Yeah. Screwing some dude in the butt?
Exactly. It's probably like much like how you know, the first time you had that happen.
Probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I can relate to that.
Yeah. It's a good feeling.
You guys are sisters.
Yeah, No,
we're men. So that's what men do. We have sex with things.
With things.
Whatever.
What's in the fridge? What's in the fridge?
You're acting like, you weren't a teenager that...
That's the only reason why he knows the sound of a drill.
Okay, here's a question for you
guys.
So
you drilled the watermelon and... had sex with it, didn't you?
I'm not like one of those old timey fitness guys with like the. No, it was just a small peach, like everybody else would do.
It's practical.
Yeah.
Before we get to
as
Chris's,
long as you didn't eat the peach after.
Before we get to your,
well,
your news, though,
eat
Chris,
the part that I had sex with, I cored it.
So you really did do this to a peach? Because I have an honest question: have you guys, you know, like when you're growing up? What's the weirdest thing you had relations with?
That's an interesting question. That's an interesting question.
I feel like we need to get it.
I'll bite, but Eddie, you got to answer first.
Gosh, I have to think about this a little bit, I think. Give me a second. Please, I will say, I have like...
Mine's probably pillow. I humped a pillow when
Hey,
I did that
too.
That's the weirdest.
Yeah, that might be.
Well, that was a regular
That was a regular thing.
Yeah, that was my.
You like humped the pillow all the time.
That was my jam.
So like one pillow, or do you put the pillows together?
That was
or?
Wow.
It was mostly just the one
pillow for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah. No, I did that one for sure. I'm just trying to think if I did anything.
I never
weirder.
Even thought about just doing two. Like, that crossed your mind?
Yeah, I think I did do two. Wow. You put two together because you like try to make
but
a
But the question is, what'd you do with the pillow after?
Sleep on it, of course. What's in the news?
Well, I mean, I was like 12 and panicked. I didn't know what else to do. Didn't have like extra pillows lying around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom, can I have another pillow? Why?
Why is this
never
pillow?
Mind.
Never mind, you dumb bitch. Just give me a pillow. What's with 20 questions? If I'm going to be a bitch about it, I'll just use this. It's fine.
So did you just like switch out your pillowcases all the time?
Yeah. You're asking a lot of questions, guy.
Wondering. Really? Was your linen closet like right next to your bedroom, so it was pretty easy?
Like, how'd you get away?
No,
with
I was
it?
Being facetious.
And your mother's no. like, where yeah. are all my linens?
It was probably disgusting and blatant.
Or did you like have a specific pillow that you just hid away and you just pull that out for your special time?
I did eventually. Yeah.
Oh my
Gross.
God. That is
that
disgusting.
That thing was disgusting, yeah.
Your poor mother when she found that. Hopefully you just threw it away at some point.
I'm getting a lot of judgment from two guys who admitted to having done the same thing.
I'm not
thing.
Judging at all. I just find this very funny.
I just never, you know, when you're that age, you don't think about the logistics and the people you're impacting.
Plan it out.
That was my first occasion as a young man.
I think it's
to,
like...
Well, when you're
that age, like you're naturally making that thrusting motion,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and so that was
natural.
Like my
it's
go-to
practice.
For a couple years before, like I had to train myself to be a normal guy.
He recently stopped like 3 years ago.
Wait, was this like last year?
You know, I've tried to go back a couple times. It's not the same. You can't go home again.
You just ask your girlfriend to hold the pillow, like on, put it on her back.
That seems like an awful waste.
Right.
Yeah.
No, just so you see the pillow. So you get the visual.
You know,
are you saying
something? I will.
I don't think so.
I will admit.
You gotta put the
bastard.
Pillow. What?
No, nothing.
I'm just saying you get off. You get off on seeing the pillow. So you gotta pull the pillow on top of her. Yeah. Anyway. Well, all right, Eddie, what's yours?
Do you guys remember like the first time that ever happened when you're like a teenager?
I've been chasing the dragon
when
ever since.
When it goes off on accident. Can I say that? I have no idea.
Yeah, we're walking a fine line, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. You were like where you were and what was going on?
I'll never forget it.
I remember...
You never
I don't know.
Forget your first.
You guys are gonna laugh at mine.
I'll tell you mine real quick.
Okay.
Scrambled porn.
That's a good one.
That's what that was my pillow time, I guess you could say. That should be a hashtag,
so
pillow time.
The TV was on. Was the TV on for
TV
you,
on.
Chris?
Yeah.
The first time? No.
Oh.
No.
You were just like using your imagination?
Off memory?
Yeah, I was just...
Remember coming out of your mother's...
Oh, man.
Oh.
First of all, Mom had a C-section.
That's disgusting, Chris, that you would...
TMI. TMI.
Yeah. Anyway,
whatever.
Sorry. All right. Well, okay, Eddie, go ahead.
The first part is going to be pretty funny. Jay Leno was on the TV.
His chin looks like a butt.
Wait, continue. This
I know. And he was just like... interviewing some actress and I thought she was hot and I thought he was being boring, so I was just like anytime they come to her,
touch myself.
She had really good you know, you're a kid, that's what you do, and like and then you know, then before I knew it things happened, I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Who was the actress?
You expelled some things.
I don't even remember.
How did you forget?
I don't know.
Was Jamie- that Mariska Hegarty?
Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, one of those broads.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
One of those, just look up 90s broads. Is probably any of one.
Oh,
of them.
What's Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Ooh.
He just.
I think it might have been that. I remember it was like a black dress, and she had like these big boobies. This black dress. Whatever happened to her? She was so hot.
I think she died.
She found out you to her, and she killed herself.
Oh, God.
Into a pillow. You humped a pillow.
That's something we can't say.
Pillow?
No. Jerked.
Damn it.
I made a note of it.
Anyways. So hard. I don't know what. Ah.
Well, why don't
it's okay.
we, why
it's
don't
okay.
we come back? Aye. I know. It's hard to be on the FM radio.
I forgot we were.
Supposedly.
Damn it all. Damn it all.
All right. We'll just.
You're welcome, Denver, for this magnificent show.
Oh, my God. I forgot. Yeah, whatever.
You forgot what?
And the world.
It's done.
That you're out there in Denver?
Yeah. On the FMs.
Yeah, you're like a G-list celebrity here in Denver now.
Should we give the station a little plug? It's Dom 104.7. And
if you're in the Denver metro area, check it out.
What is the slogan for the station?
All the hits, none of the Sorry, now I have to do it.
It was worth it, though.
I have to.
It was worth it. I chuckled.
I had to. Now I have to bleep it out. More work for me
Just
later.
Just blurp. Or bleep, yeah.
But, you know, it's cool because, you know, allegedly we're on the station, but I don't know. We just send them all of our material, and then they profit off of it, apparently. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But it's cool what they're doing. So big shout-out to those guys.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back, and then we'll do Christmas news. And, yeah.
Are we going to get to what you guys used to do? Like, your embarrassing
you want to keep
this? Did we just talk about all that?
Was that or not embarrassing?
You're
but
keeping
like
this going. Can we just add on a high note? I mean, okay. I think we've climaxed here.
Well,
yeah. Eddie, Jason, and Chris, EJCShow.com.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris, 1-888-99-IDOBE if you want to call in, or EJC Show on Twitter and Skype. All right, time for Chris's news. Where's Chris? What's he doing?
He's looking for a napkin. He just walked right by him.
No, I'm trying to finish my mouth full of food.
What's in your mouth?
So unprofessional.
Chex Mix. Does Brian Williams ever have Chex Mix in his mouth?
How do you think he gets that voice? That's a
Brian Williams is too busy being the greatest American hero of all time to eat Chex Mix.
That's a newsman's secret, Eddie. You eat a handful of Chex Mix right before you go on the air.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
it's got all the nutrients you need to deliver hard hitting news facts.
Yeah, and it makes you enunciate a little clearer.
Yeah, I believe was it
because you're like picking
R. Murrow. He used to do that.
Yeah, you got it. You have to pick the Chex Mix out of your teeth.
How many times do I have to tell you? Like, give me a warning, man. Come on.
What kind of a warning do you need?
Hey, stop eating Chex Mix. You're about to do your news.
I mean, we're doing it. We're in the middle of doing a live radio show, so just always be ready because we're on at any time.
Then why are you always buying us Chex Mix?
The news is breaking at any moment, and Chex Mix or not, Lester Holt doesn't complain.
Break your neck.
Lester Holt likes Skittles, known fact.
That's just in. Eddie's a quadriplegic.
Will be.
Yeah.
Will be.
Well, I won't have to work anymore.
It's like Minority Report. It's a thought crime.
Is that like a, you're like, I like that. The glass is half full for you. Wouldn't have to work anymore if I was.
I mean, if I were a quadriplegic, it would be pretty terrible, but, you know, the flip side, the bright side.
No more
side,
pillow humping for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could figure it
more
out.
Touching
I don't think that's the way it
or
works.
Anything.
The bright side is you could just watch TV all day and watch and
that
catch up with Game
awful.
Of Thrones.
Ugh.
Very, a lot of lowered expectations for you. I kind of see what you're saying.
I'm just trying to look on the
bright
side.
How does he have the courage to get out of bed every day?
I can't. So, F you. All right.
Anywho, let's get to Chris's news.
Yeah.
Let's.
Enough of this hilarious line of.
Romp?
Yeah.
Line of romp.
News.
Hard hitting news.
Is everybody ready for this?
The last one you had was kind of a little bit of a downer.
It was a downer, but that's the news.
It was a bit of a downer, yeah.
You can't judge the news.
That's
kind of
why I liked
it.
Like, it sounds kind of funny, and you get into it, and it's horrifying. Yeah.
That's the news he likes.
I do. Yeah. A 43-year-old man in England admitted his 29 Miley Cyrus tattoos are preventing him from getting a girlfriend. He got his first Miley tattoo in 2010, but he's now getting them removed or covered up because they are ruining his love life. The man said people can't look past the tattoos, which are now having a negative effect on his life. He also admitted the tattoos are creepy and ugly, but that's not why he is getting them removed.
I gotta focus on that last line, really. He admits that they're creepy and ugly. Why would you get them in the first place, then?
Weird sense of humor.
What else is in the news?
Eddie did not approve.
Yeah.
It's basically what that said.
Moving right along.
That guy's just an idiot. I'm not going to validate him. He's somebody who just wants to get the news.
You got 29 tattoos of Miley Cyrus. I feel like...
So the guy should be institutionalized.
There was some commitment there.
What do you think Miley should be feared for her life?
Probably.
I feel like Miley could take him.
She probably looks
for
it. She's
a tough cookie.
Oh.
What if she ends up marrying this guy?
Yeah, she is kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Weird. She's awesome.
You think Miley Cyrus is awesome?
Relatively speaking. I kind of like her attitude.
I always thought she fell off the deep end myself.
See, that's what the media wants you to think. She's a sexually liberated, empowered woman.
I think she's awesome as well. I agree with you, Chris.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm all for Miley Cyrus. I think I've always been a fan of her.
She's a lot better than that.
And her music isn't bad.
Ever since Hannah Montana.
She's a lot better than that bitch Taylor Swift.
Is that what it was called?
Was she Hannah Montana?
Yeah, right.
Yes, that's right. She was Hannah Montana.
Ever since then. Ever since Chris humped that pillow watching that show.
Yeah.
He's been a Miley fan.
She was probably humping the pillow in that show, too, for all we know.
What you wanted to think, anyway.
What else is in the... I'm waiting for you to get to the headlines.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you guys to shut your faces.
Can you please
Burger
move
King
on?
Is wrapping the famous Whopper in burrito form and calling it the Whopperito.
And it's happening in Chris's kitchen.
Someone spotted a window advertisement in Hermitage, Pennsylvania. From the looks of it, Burger King has taken all the ingredients from the Whopper we know... the flame-grilled beef, the American cheese, all the vegetables, including lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, white onions, and wrapped it in a tortilla with mayo. If you get a chance to try, drop us a line with your thoughts and pictures. And I'm not going to read that URL, because I'm not plugging for other shows. It's not what
Chris is
not what you're here for. No.
I know Chris is going to jump in this if they offer it with no meat.
No, it sounds... kind of gross.
What if it was a soy burger?
No, it sounds gross.
Veggie.
You leave off the pickles, and you find something other than mayo, and I might get on board.
Are you just not a fan of mayo?
Not in a burrito. No.
Well, that's not a Whopper, then. It's a Whopperito.
What's wrong with mayo?
This is not a burrito. This is a Whopperito. Oh,
mayo is perfectly delicious on a burger.
But it can't mix with the tortilla. That's what you're saying.
Basically, yeah.
You can't have mayo and
have you ever
tortilla.
Tried?
No.
That would go against his Mexican heritage.
It might be kind of good, though. You never
All right,
know.
Then you guys try it.
Next week on the show, we'll have EJC cooking and we'll like do mayo.
What is with all of our food challenges? We need to think outside of the bun.
You know what's funny is I feel like Burger King's always like, I don't know, they're doing stupid stuff like this to try to stay relevant, but I feel like they're going to go away soon. Who eats a Burger King?
I don't know.
I like their croissant breakfast sandwiches. Those are good.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Do you guys frequent any fast food chains at this point?
Define frequent.
Chipotle.
Once a week.
Chipotle. Not once a week, but...
That's not fast food. That's casual dining. Casual
fast food.
I'm talking McDonald's.
Quit trying to make yourself feel better.
I'm talking McDonald's, Taco Bell. We can throw Chick-fil-A in there.
Nothing.
Burger King.
Nothing once a week. Nope.
Once every couple weeks.
Yeah, let's broaden the net a little.
Once every couple weeks.
You do?
Yeah.
So you do. I was
once
right.
Once every couple weeks.
I thought that you might have.
And you don't?
No.
Really?
Maybe once every other. Every 2 months.
Wow,
every 2 months. Went to Sonic.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, like and Sonic. I will not go back to fast food for a
moving
while.
Moving right along.
Oh, Heidi Tidy over. Oh,
you may want to
I don't bother with fast food.
You may want to bolt your hotel room door because the regular lock isn't very secure.
And Eddie's coming.
that laugh was just a little bit fake.
Was it?
And Jason and Chris are humping pillows in the next room.
Oh, that's just sad, Eddie.
That is pretty sad.
That you guys are humping pillows, I know.
And you. Two guests at a hotel in New Mexico.
Rape.
Roadway Inn recorded video of themselves opening three adjacent rooms with the key card for their room. The men said they got the idea after another guest mistakenly entered their room in the middle of the night.
And after reading Chris's blog.
Choice Hotels, which owns the Roadway Inn chain, blamed it on a, quote, malfunction in the hotel's keycard system and said the flaw has been addressed.
Well, you get what you pay for, I guess.
Well,
Roadway Inn? Anyone ever stay there?
Roadway Inn?
Not anyone?
You can't. You don't have enough time to put Motel 8 in your Google Maps. You have to go to Roadway Inn.
I feel like this is probably a step above Motel 8.
Roadway
Inn. I feel like this is just some gross roadway motel.
I don't know. I feel like Motel 8's always at the bottom myself.
Like, but at least it's a chain. If I'm going to go to a...
Roadway Inn is too.
If I'm going to go... It is?
Yeah.
You've heard of this before?
Yeah. I've heard of the...
Roadway Inn. Violent Video Brad has not heard of this.
Violent Video Brad is in studio tonight.
Well, let's Google Roadway Inn.
Red Roof Inn? You ever heard of that one?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You have a computer.
Same level, I think.
Whatever.
Anywho.
Men are now getting scrotal lifts for appearance reasons. In the past, such procedures were almost exclusively performed to correct abnormalities or to restore the scrotum to its normal self after injury or cancer.
Scrotal lifts?
But now men are actually going under the knife to get their ball slash testy slash... Well, I'm just going to leave it at those two because the next one's stupid. Nuts. Lifted for beauty purposes. The procedure costs over $4,000 US.
How are you going to afford this?
My balls are fine where they are.
Some fishing line and do it yourself?
DIY scrotal lifts.com.
Check out our YouTube page. We'll post it.
Sack up and... Do your own work.
Yeah.
You got the first part. Like, you thought you were onto something really good, and then you just kind of fizzled out, didn't it?
Yeah, just like my sex life.
Aw.
Would you guys ever get a scrotal lift?
Back to the pillow.
If you're...
No.
Never say never, I guess. If
what?
My balls get horribly deformed, I'm not going to be like... I don't think I can get a scrotal lift because one time
that's
in a
not
casual
the news
conversation.
Story. That's I'm talking about for cosmetic reasons.
No.
I think you earn
well,
the sag.
Well, it's cosmetic.
You earn the sag.
It's cosmetic by definition.
It's like breaking a leather jacket, you know?
Right. Like you, nice you got to work at it.
It's a sign of integrity.
Yeah. It distinguishes yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess if I'm ever regularly like... Deeping my nuts in the toilet water, I might be like, it's time to get these bad boys back to their former posture.
Or if you're like pinching them between your knees or something.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that would be bad.
That would be bad.
Playing hacky sack.
You would never touch the ground.
Well, why don't we wrap it up on that note? All right.
That's a high note.
We'll see you next time on EJC. Remember to get our podcast, and you can find that on all of your favorite podcasting apps and, of course, Adobe.com. Big thanks to Audible.com. Go to Audible.com/EJC and get a great deal with that going on right now at Audible.com/EJC. Also, in 1973, Golden, Colorado was home to miners searching for gold. And when the miners sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. A beer that came to be known as Coors, the banquet beer.
Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Great. Is that a typo?
I think it is. I think it's supposed to be with great beer comes great responsibility.
Say it again, then.
Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
I think whoever wrote that had one too many Coors.
Great.
It's Vinny, Jason, Chris show. What?
Just the way you said great.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening.